All right, 1380 WPHM, as you know, tomorrow is Election Day. This is a day that Deborah Cleaver has been waiting for months and months and months. She is the founder and CEO of Vote America. Deborah, good morning.
Good morning.
Tell us about Vote America, really interesting organization, and doing everything that you can to make sure that everybody's vote counts tomorrow.
Pretty much it. We're a national nonprofit organization, and we are dedicated to making sure that as many citizens as humanly possible vote in tomorrow's election and all elections in the future. We do not care who you vote for. We just care that you vote. And after people have voted, we care that every ballot is counted.
What is your level of optimism of that happening this year?
You know, I have a lot of faith in the American people, and I have a lot of faith in the process. We are on track to have record high turnout, actually record shattering turnout. And because of that, it's just going to take a little bit longer to count all the votes, and that is fine. It is only politicians that want to declare a winner before all the votes have been counted, but the people of this country want to count every last vote. And we want to let the voters decide who the winner is.
Of course, this is an unusual year. I mean, obviously, it's a very important election. There's a lot of interest in the outcome of this presidential election, and it's happening in the midst of a global pandemic, and so people are very concerned about voting in person. Therefore, there's been a tremendous amount of absentee voting. One of the other changes in voting here in Michigan, and I believe in some other states as well, is same-day voter registration. That happens here in Michigan and in other states, too. Is that right?
There are 20 states that offer same-day voting or same-day registration, also called Election Day registration, and the District of Columbia. Michigan is a great state for offering this.
What percentage of voters do you estimate have not yet registered but will still and can still register to vote tomorrow?
That is a really interesting question. So nationwide, about 20% of voters are unregistered to vote, but 34% of the people who aren't registered to vote can still vote tomorrow. So one out of three people who isn't yet registered to vote can vote on Election Day. You go down with your ID, you fill out a voter registration form, and then you vote. Cannot make any predictions as to what percentage of people will take advantage of that,
right.
But I hope that it is 100%.
Well, certainly, and so you're doing all you can in these next 24 to 36 hours to get the word out to those voters in those states that allow it, like Michigan, that they can do it. What are you doing to reach those people?
Well, one of the first things we're doing is we are sending millions and millions and millions of text messages. And I know sometimes people think the messages are annoying, but they are such a good way to spread the word. We're talking to journalists like yourself, as many as possible. We're running a pretty big advertising campaign online. And we're just counting on voters to help us spread the word. Because even though Election Day registration is great in every way, a lot of people don't know it exists.
For that person that doesn't know that they still have an opportunity to vote tomorrow, even though they're not registered, how do they find out what the process is? What are they what they need to do? Where they need to go? How do they find all that out?
If you come to VoteAmerica.com, you'll see right at the top there's a button that says Election Day Registration. If you click on that, it will tell you if your state offers it, where you go, and what you bring. We've made this as easy as possible. We've read all of the laws, and then we've just distilled it down to the essence. So just go to VoteAmerica.com, and you will find everything you need for Election Day registration. And if you're registered to vote, you'll also find tools to help you find out exactly where to go to vote.
So important for people to know how to do that. Absolutely. We're talking with Deborah Cleaver. She's the founder and CEO of Vote America. I'm wondering tomorrow if people have problems voting, perhaps their polling location is not where they expected it to be, or they just face some kind of problem that keeps them from voting or makes it difficult to vote. What should they do then?
They should call the National Election Protection Hotline. The phone number is 866-OUR-VOTE. Again, that's 866-OUR-VOTE, and that is the National Election Protection Hotline, and it is staffed by hundreds of lawyers who can help you.
As we know, Deborah, tomorrow night, we're probably not going to know for sure who has won the presidential election. It may be days. What are the plans for Vote America tomorrow night and if necessary, beyond?
I mean, we're going to, you know, keep working until every last vote is counted. Hopefully, politicians won't do anything to stop the vote because that is shameful behavior. We are prepared to go to court if anyone tries to stop the vote because it is important to count every vote and then let the winner be determined by the votes that have been cast and not by politicians or by the courts. But if everything does go well, then we will be catching up on sleep.
Yeah, as we all will, because it's going to be a late night tomorrow, that's for sure. Deborah, when you first organized Vote America, did you have any idea that we would face an election year like the one that we have this year?
No, when I first, this is the fifth or sixth voter turnout organization I've started. When I started this one, I was primarily concerned about hostile foreign interference from Russia. In my wildest nightmares, could not have predicted 2020 global pandemic, partisan attack on the USPS, massive amounts of disinformation. 2020 has been a wild, an exciting time, and I'm hoping that 2021 is boring.
Wouldn't that be nice?
I would like a boring year for all Americans. Let's just have a boring year.
Yeah, you know, I think everybody's right with you on that. But this does cast a light, I think, on how, I don't want to say convoluted because that sounds negative, but how complicated our voting system nationally can be. Every state does things just a little bit differently. Is it time maybe for all 50 states and territories to sort of band together and come up with a new plan for national voting?
It absolutely is. We are the only country on the planet that has 50 different sets of rules for participating in the same election. It would be one thing if states want different rules for participating in statewide elections, have at it. If California wants one rule for California elections and Michigan wants one set of rules for Michigan elections, that's fine. But there should be one universal set of rules for any federal election. There should just be one set of rules for participating in the presidential election. I think it's time. And after this year, I think Americans are ready to just simplify the system.
Pretty amazing that we managed to pull this off every 4 years, isn't it?
It is, yes. It is nothing short of a miracle that we managed to pull this off. And I think that as a people, we could all get on board for just a simpler, unified system.
All right. Well, here's hoping for that someday. Deborah, good luck tomorrow. Thanks for all that you and your organization are doing. We really appreciate it. And again, the website for people to go to for more information on Vote America?
VoteAmerica.com, and we have everything you need to vote tomorrow.
We will check it out.
Or
thanks.
Today.
Or today. Yeah. Today, tomorrow. You've got until 8 p.m. tomorrow Eastern Time. Deborah, thanks so much for your time. Really appreciate it.
Thanks so much, Paul.
Bye-bye. 1380 WPHM, Ian Port here, and Deborah Cleaver, the founder, CEO of Vote America. Yes, the polls open at 7 a.m. tomorrow. They close at 8 p.m. tomorrow. You have until then, until that 8 o'clock hour, to cast your ballot, whether you're doing it absentee, in person, what have you. And then the counting begins at 8 o'clock. We'll be on the air tomorrow night with results as they come in here on 1380 WPHM and on our WPHM mobile app and at WPHM.net.